91.5 WMFON Medford. No, I did not have that on high speed.
Wow.
That was actually...
They were them on speed.
I met her at the Rat Live Queers.
Wow, fast.
91 here on 91.5 WMFON Medford. That was actually from some kind of disc I think MBR puts out, Pipeline. I think it was that thing.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know where the actual show was, but... Man, that was fast.
Yeah, that was like the...
We do a cover of that. If you see us in New York, September 3rd...
We'll try and play it that fast.
No, you'll see it slowed, it slowed down a bit longer for you to enjoy even more. Replacements before that with Androgynous, and we had a little theme here. Garbage with Queer. And Androgyny. Deep Purple before that. Made in Japan. From Live. Made in Japan. Highway Star.
Star, yeah.
1972. Before that, Nino Tempo and April Stevens with their song Deep Purple. All going out to Mark from Medford. Hope he's listening today. Are you? Let me know. 855-915-9636. Yeah, our band does a few covers. We got like, what, 5 great originals now you'll hear down at New York Auto Shrunkenhead, September 3rd.
Yeah.
With 61 Ghosts.
61
but they
Ghosts.
Might bring a few more. There might be 96 right. That night. But.
And there's actually 8 originals, but only 5 are great.
I'll go with that. That's
okay.
About right.
There yep. You go. So we got
well,
a set.
No, they're all great. Only 5 are finished. Maybe. 4 finished, 1 partial with it.
3 eliminated.
91.5 MFO. Yes, we're talking about the great Thigh Scrapers. Go see them. We got gigs coming up. Yeah, Jimmy and I were playing around with this one the other night. Pretty cool.
Yeah, we were fooling around, just having a good time, just, you know, sitting around
doing
guitars and
doing another more well-known Boston band. Not the Queers, but A. Smith. Yes, we do. We do still play those guys here on 91.5 MFO in Medford.
takes a time. Bittersweet. Raise the magazines. She's not meant to read. Switch hit up. You know she plays the field. She ain't concerned. Oh, as long as it's real.
Joey Mullen.
Joan Jett.
All kinds of people. All kinds of people passed away. Everyone but Joey Mullen's gone, huh? Bad finger.
Yeah, he's the only one.
Three band members hung themselves.
I thought at least two did. I heard
all three did. Maybe I'm wrong.
But. Yeah, that's like the worst rock and roll tragedy story of all time.
And three at least killed themselves, which is bad.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to bring you all down there. Before that, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Baby Blue. They're Baby Blue, different one. I was thinking it was actually a cover. It was listed amongst a bunch of other covers. Joan Jett does a bunch of amazing covers. And I went, right. Oh, she does Baby Blue. Let's check it out. Can't go wrong. But
not
apparently
the same song.
It was her own Baby Blue. And it was cool anyway.
Yeah.
It was.
We had live from, where did you say that show was? The Oh Yeah show, Seasons of Wither?
Oh, it was.
You can't remember.
No,
before that, the Queers.
No, Jack Douglas put in a bunch of stuff, especially in Train Kept a Rollin' and Seasons of Wither. That the concert audience sound was actually lifted from or sampled from the concert for Bangladesh.
Yeah, so they made it sound like what? There were more people there, like we do sometimes?
Exactly. Exactly. We'll use clap enhancers. We'll use all right. kinds of digital stuff to make us sound like, you know, we were. Yeah. But back in the day, that was revolutionary. And that's the concert for Bangladesh that you're listening on Train Kept a Rollin' and Into Seasons of Wither.
Very cool.
Jack Douglas, you got to get your hand it to the man. Still going strong.
Still going.
Jimmy wanted to hear some live Rolling Stones, and he was saying, Remember You Motel, another one we fooled around with at practice, right?
Yeah, we were having a good time. We were fighting over the Keith pot because it's so good, you know? It's got a mind of her own.
Right.
It's easy well.
She got a mind. Yeah. 91.5 WMFO in every. Yes, that's the musical stylings of Jimmy James. And actually, you know what? I'm going to do that. And we're going to have a great big Stones block. Then I'm going to play some stuff from LA 1975 and maybe something from the 60s in the middle. It's going to be a big block. So why don't you go get yourself some a tall beverage and
there
something to eat and get all set, and I'll play a PSA, and that will happen in 1 minute, huh?
I got a text just now saying for me to not quit my day job, so I guess memory
oh, that's
motel
real
is
nice.
Not my forte.
91.5 MFO. At least they're just talking about your singing. He's a great guitarist, I'll tell you.
That is his day job.
He takes pictures, too. Don't tell him.
That's
everyone else does too.
And hidden cams and all kinds of good stuff.
Jimmy's going, you asshole. 91.5 MFO. Listen to the Food Safety Council. Matt back with more Stones in a minute.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Not serenading.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise.
Oh.
Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
eyes were hazel and her teeth were slightly curved. We spent a lonely night at the Memory Motel. It's on the ocean, I guess you know it well. It took one starry night to steal my heart away. Out on the waterfront, her hair all drenched in spray.
Hannah, baby, was a honey of a girl. Her eyes were hazel and her teeth were slightly curled. She took my guitar, she began to play. She sang a song for me and it stuck right in my ear.
Were wearing thin, she'd done a mile or two.
When I asked her where she's headed for, back up to Boston, I'm singing in a bar.
looks so pretty, you'll see. Amarillo, and got up to Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Nona, big San Pascal, St. Bernardino. I want to get him to this kindly tip and go take that California trip to get your kicks on Route 66. So pretty, y'all see. Amarillo, got up to Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Nona, Big San Pascal, St. Bernardino. Would you get him to this kind of trip and go take that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, get your kicks.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. And where have I been? Yes. Smoking on the fire escape.
Yes. And no one's going to Japan anymore.
No one's going to complain?
No one's going to Japan anymore.
Oh, Japan.
Yep. You're not taking me anymore.
Hopefully someday we'll go to Japan. Thigh scrapers, tour Japan. Doesn't that sound nice?
Keeps making fun of my sneakers.
Maybe I'll play this now since we're talking about it. That's a great segue. I actually have right in front of me, Moto.
Ah.
A Japanese tribute. They were on the show a few weeks ago. Really great stuff. A
lot of fun.
That one's too short. I know, what should I play about here? Yeah, I want to find a nice long one.
That's what she said.
It's number six.
That one too short.
That one has a swear in it. Let's just try this one out. It's Moto. This one's... Well, it's not Moto. It's a band called Louder. It's a Japanese band. There's like 14 bands on this thing that pay tribute to the band Moto. Louder. Veterans Day on MFO.
Oh. fucking glue. There you go.
WMFO in Medford with Moto there, getting the message out with Get the Message. Hey, I don't think I even said when we got back from our smoke break, I didn't say the block, but before, during the smoke break, which was a very cool Rolling Stones block, we started it with Memory Motel live version, and then we went to Rolling Stones from their first album I know of to be put out in America, which was the Rolling Stones England's Newest Hitmakers. I actually used to have cards long time ago. Brian Young.
Brian
Young. New England's Newest Hitmaker.
You got it from them, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, the Stones got it from me
in 1960. You knew about the album and you were
four.
I didn't know how young you were. You were four.
64. No, I was minus eight. I don't know. What, 66? Minus five. Something like that. Then we went into something called, it was just called Out of Space from the Rolling Stones, from the Vault. LA Forum live in 1975, disc two. Also from that disc, Street Fightin' Man. Awesome live song. And then we just did a big Moto block, starting with not Moto, but a Japanese band named Louder on a whole tribute album too. I can't even say the name of it on air, but
Why can't you say the name of it?
Because the name of the album is called I Hate My Effing Band.
Okay, then you just said it. There you go.
But I can't say it the correct way.
And I think they get you.
But it's a tribute to Moto, a Japanese tribute. Started with Louder, Veterans Day. I lost my voice. I don't know why. I guess I need something.
I know. What happened?
I need
it
something.
Like 5 minutes.
I need something to drink, I believe, which I'll do in a second. But we heard Moto, Riding on a Bullet Train, Anxiety Comes and Goes, and Get the Message. And here's a band they're going to be on a few weeks from now. Did you get the date?
I did, but
Girl on Top.
Around the 16th.
16th. This next band will be live on the show. I'm Brian Young of A Crash Course of the Ravens. I got to go get my voice back. What the?
I like it kind of deep, sexy.
It's not deep. It's like, give me water.
Botched.
It's give me shelter. On girl, on MFO, Girl on Top.
Thank you.
It's about somebody that everybody should know or know of called Jailbait Janet.
Jailbait Janet, she's the best girl on the planet. Woo! Jailbait Janet, she's the best girl on the planet. First time I met Janet, she came to my house. I was only a sweet 16 and quiet as a mouse. 9 months later, I was swinging from a rafter. And it was me and Bill that she went chasing after. She was Jailbait Janet. Ooh, she's the best girl on the planet. Jailbait Janet. She's the best girl on the planet. Janet had to choose, and Bill, he was the winner. She made her first choice when we all saw Johnny Winter. Got her first kiss during Rock and Roll Lucha Coup. That's alright, 2 weeks later, she fixed me up with Sue. She was Jailbait Janet. She's the best girl on the planet. Woo! Jailbait Janet. She's the best girl on the planet. Jailbait Janet, she's the best girl on the planet. Woo! Jailbait Janet, she's the best girl on the planet. Bill's had Janet now for a couple of years. We stood at the bar gym and have a couple of beers. She ain't a bopper no more. Everything she's got, she flaunts. That's 'cause she's 18 and she knows what she wants. She was Jailbait Janet. Ooh, she's the best girl on the planet. Jailbait Janet, she's the best girl on the planet.